for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
60620.
Thank you. 1 minute for me, please. Your first and last name, please.
Emma Holmes.
Thank you, Ms. Holmes. 1 minute, please. Emma Holmes, have you been charged?
Yeah, I've been charged for something that I didn't order, and this is my third call to
Ms.
have
Holmes,
it reversed.
Ms. Holmes, how much is it, please?
$56.95.
I see. 1 minute for me, please. Is there anyone else who would be on the account instead
no,
of you?
No, I'm the only one on this account, and when I called back at the beginning of June, they told me it'd be 5 to 7 days or 4 to 5 days, and here it is the end of June, and my credit has still not been reversed. I have no idea who you guys are or what company this is.
We're just a third-party call center, and we actually represent many companies and brands, so all day long
right.
We're doing that. And when you all call in, then
right.
We, you know, assist you accordingly. Let me see here. I'm actually looking for you. Holmes is H-O-L-M-E-S.
H-O-L-M-E-S.
Okay. 1 minute for me, please. Ms. Holmes, may I have your shipping address for verification starting with 85?
8555 South Aberdeen, Chicago 60620.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. Thank you for your patience. 1 minute. The computer is bringing your name up. And I do see the order for June 3rd for the sweepstakes ticket in order to see if you're eligible for a kitchen, if you win a kitchen item. And then I see the online discount membership for shopping.
I never ordered a membership.
Oh, I see here. Okay. So, ma'am, the terms and conditions, that's what you have to always read everything. But you need to know what's being offered. So you were paying the sweepstakes ticket in hopes to win the kitchen item, $574, for the shipping and handling. But you got that ticket free. And then the terms and conditions also says you're entering a membership for an online discount store. Do you want to keep the store?
And I said no. I just want my credit reversed. I don't know anything about any of that other stuff.
You want
and
your credit reversed?
Either that or I'll dispute it with my bank.
This I understand, ma'am.
And that's what I was trying to avoid. And I don't understand why these people don't understand. Like, you're talking to people with wooden heads. Reverse the credit.
Yes, ma'am. 1 minute for me, please. Ma'am, the company's willing to offer a 50% refund for $28.48.
I don't know. They're not going to reverse my whole credit, or I'll just dispute it with my bank. Because
okay.
I called when this stuff first happened. They're not going to bully me into offering me 50%.
1 minute for me, please. Ma'am, the company has allowed the full amount of $56.95 to come to you. Let me...
Okay, now, when is this going to happen? Because you're the third person that I've talked to that told me the same thing.
Oh, now, tell me about this. So, hold on here. You're saying you called in and got the full $56.95?
No, this is the third time I've called to have it reversed, and it hasn't been reversed.
I see here. Hold on here. Let me see what's going on. Let's see what's going on here. Now, this is, I'm going to tell you two things, okay? I'm going to do again the process, okay? But you need to, but if there's any delay, you need to say this to the person next time you call. And I hope there is no next time. Okay?
I'm listening.
You need to say, you have to say that it was a Google Docs request. You have to say it like that. Google Docs request. The request for your refund was a Google Docs request. Otherwise,
and what is
there should
Google
be no
Docs
problem.
Request?
That's a term we use in-house. So you're sharing it so that when if you have to talk to someone because you didn't get your refund, they can follow up that way.
Okay, so when should my refund be back to my account?
Well, it's supposed to be 3 to 5 business days once this is released.
Okay, and I called the beginning of June, and here it is, the end of June almost.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think there's a system error here. That's what's going on. Yeah, that's what's going on here. I'm so sorry. You got caught in between. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. Okay, I'm here, and we're at the end coming now. Okay, let's see. I'm still here.
Okay.
Ms. Holmes, I'm finishing up the last part, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Now, do you have the tracking number, the refund tracking number? Because it's refunded now.
They gave me a cancellation number last time, KC021.
May I give you another, please?
Okay.
Well, And the number is C like Charlie. And then it is 260. Then it's 510. Then it's 999.
Okay, so this is the second time they gave me a number. So this first number is no good. I'm filming.
Well, just know when you call with your name and your zip, that helps also.
Okay, I called with my name and my zip, and they gave me a cancellation number, and it didn't go through, or they didn't put it through.
Well, there was an error, a system error, a system refund error as to why you didn't get the refund. But
okay.
all numbers that you have, it just relates to your account. You know, just if they can't find you by name or by number, then, you know, they just use every kind of thing to be able to get to your information. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the best to you, Ms. Holmes. You've got it down. It's good. The account is canceled. No, say it again.
And I supposed to see my credit in how many days?
Oh, 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so I should 3 to 5 days. I should see it by Friday. That's the 5th day.
Oh, wonderful. Good. Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
The best to you. Thank you for calling customer support. Thank you. Bye-bye.